ACCA Podcasts. Page Power, the possibilities of speed reading. For students who are keen to get more out of their revision time, the concept of multiplying their reading speeds is highly attractive. After all, faced with heavy volumes of technical books, not to mention the vast quantities of information available on the internet to supplement official study texts, who wouldn't want to acquire seemingly superhuman powers that would allow us to sweep the pages at a glance and then trot out masterly practical applications of our knowledge in the exam hall? For years, exponents of speed reading techniques have sought to persuade us that our ability to absorb and retain meaningful information is limited only by our own imagination, and that it's our misconceptions about the brain's capacity to take in vast amounts of data that stop us from learning how to read more effectively. We stop refining our reading skills at a very young age, says Tony Buzan, one of the world's leading authorities on innovative learning techniques. Once children are taught how to read, for instance using traditional phonic or look-say methods, they're considered to be literate. After that, it's simply a case of expanding vocabulary and comprehension. But this is missing a critical point. It's like learning to walk without then going on to practice running or dancing. Buzan believes that we all have the ability to double or even triple our reading speeds, and that this ability need not diminish with age. In other words, as a typical student accountant in, say, your 20s or 30s, it's not too late to learn. So why do so many people regard speed reading as a bit of a cop-out? A common assumption is that by reading faster, students are more likely to miss key information. Rowan Hoskins Abrahall, co-founder of Solve IT with Science, which developed Really Easy Reader software, disagrees. It's just not the case, she says. It's true that you can learn to skim read faster, and this is a useful skill for reviewing documents and books to see what they contain. But if you intend to absorb the contents properly, then you'll need to read them properly. More importantly, when you're properly focused and can drop distracting thoughts, your concentration improves, so your comprehension increases. This is where truly faster reading can save a great deal of time and add value. Speed reading is one of the most effective ways of, in a sense, upgrading your brain power while unlocking your innate creativity, says Buzan. And it's far from a quick fix. Learn how to speed read effectively and it can transform how you learn and work with lasting results. Overcoming belief systems. Hoskins Abrahall adds that belief is a common barrier to many personal achievements, not just attaining faster, more effective reading speeds. Most people have been reading at the same speed for years without any change, so they naturally find it hard to believe that it's possible to read faster to the same effect, never mind even better results, she says. They are therefore surprised when their reading skill improves dramatically and instantly, but it gives them great confidence. What advocates of speed reading say is that people must overcome sub-vocalization, the human trait where we hear the sound of our own voice as we read. Really Easy Reading's software uses Rapid Serial Visual Presentation, RSVP, which eliminates this trait but matches the average reader's true ability to absorb information. And by utilizing RSVP, reading speeds might typically multiply to over 600 words a minute, an increase of about 300%. Once readers have used easy reading techniques, they have to admit that they can seriously improve their reading skills, says Hoskins Abrahall. Their preconceptions were integral to, and indeed conflicted with, their previous educational experiences and perceptions. The education world contains a considerable traditionalist body that sneers at seemingly snake oil remedies to revision, and speed reading methodologies are certainly not without their critics. Hoskins Abrahall says she understands where they're coming from. There have been many people promising faster reading techniques over the years, from moderately faster speeds through to thousands of pages per hour, from reading faster to skimming faster to literally flicking through books. Many kinds of techniques have existed or been conceived, some good, some bad, but it's difficult for a layman to identify the difference without spending the time to test them all. This proliferation of solutions has left a lot of confusion in people's minds, so they tend to shy away from the subject as a whole. Speed reading technologies need to be based on solid biological science, so that we can explain exactly what is happening. Speed up your studies. The most popular use of speed reading techniques amongst students is for revision. How many ACCA students have been overwhelmed by the endless texts that appear to accompany each exam in the qualification? No matter how well structured or bite-sized the chapters and sections, no matter how memorable the examples and box panels, there is an enormous amount of ground to cover. And if you're taking more than one exam in one session, the mission can present a major challenge. Revision is based on memory retention, says Hoskins Abrahall, who references the Ebbinghaus curve of forgetting. This theory holds that there are a certain number of times it's necessary to revise a subject in order to commit it to memory. Essentially, students would read the information, revising it, say, 5 times, with longer lengths between each reading, she continues. In other words, they'd read the material now, read it again in an hour, then a day, a week, a month, 6 months, and so on. According to the theory, this should result in 80% retention. So obviously, as a crucial element of revision is the length of time it takes to reread the material, speed reading provides a great advantage. Buzan's speed reading techniques are highly focused on recall. He says it's not enough to store information away in the brain. It's the ability to retrieve key facts and figures when you need them, not as you exit the exam hall in frustration, that makes the key difference. If you learn to speed read properly, you will achieve far more than you can imagine, he says. You'll be able to communicate your knowledge when commanded to, in a way that's relevant to the needs of the user, whether that's an examiner, your tutor in the classroom, or fellow students with whom you're discussing a topic. That's why speed reading includes an essential element of preparation. You can't simply steam in and absorb a whole chapter without first previewing the material, taking in factors such as structure, headings, subheadings, and keywords, as well as applying your own knowledge of what you, as the reader, are looking for and what the author is striving to impart. Speed reading is not an abdication of the brain. At the office. But it's not just for passing exams that speed reading skills can be deployed profitably. In the knowledge economy, office workers must absorb, retain, and recall enormous quantities of information. Sifting through the large daily amounts of emails, reports, and web pages really brings the need for speed reading to the fore, says Hoskins Abrahall. However, it's not just about reading as such. Other knowledge techniques can help with managing and channeling information quickly and effectively, such as making fast notes from material and then structuring documents for presentation or publication. Any speed reading products worth their salt must also include elements that boost these complementary techniques. Even for accountants, whose penchant for figures might imply less capacity for dealing with words. Increased visual acuity also helps with eye tracking over columns of figures, says Hoskins Abrahall. This is clearly a considerable benefit to accountants, and the enhanced mental focus generated through speed reading will bring faster mental processing too. Looking forward. Speed reading, or simply reading faster, is likely to become more integral in business and in society, where knowledge is power, and where the ability to manipulate information is a prerequisite in today's and tomorrow's working environment. The ability to save time and compress both learning and knowledge management into shorter periods will allow less stressed but more informed and productive lives, says Rowan Hoskins Abrahall. In fact, in the same way that computing advances have allowed more to be done in the available time, speed reading will add further to this. Immediacy of information will become king.